It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The U.S. House and Senate have passed legislative packages to address housing, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson says the House package addresses some of the barriers to housing, such as decreasing red tape and helping local municipalities. But she adds it doesn't include necessary federal investments in housing supply.
It's really about the carrots and bringing dollars that incentivize local municipalities, if they want to take advantage of those dollars, that they have to actually take away the restrictions that they have at the local levels.
Housing affordability remains a top issue for many Coloradans. The state demographer's office says Colorado is looking at a housing shortfall of around 100,000 units. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's bird migration season, and that can mean an increase in avian influenza, CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife expects an increase in sick wild birds this season, like Canadian geese migrating through the state. Bird flu is contagious. Human transmission is rare, but people should avoid sick wildlife. Waterfowl, like geese and ducks, are particularly prone to the disease. An especially deadly strain was confirmed in Colorado in 2022. Sick birds will move slowly, swim in circles, struggle to fly, and appear swollen or tilting sideways. The state encourages people to report any signs of the illness to state wildlife officials. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court has weighed in on whether negative business reviews on Facebook is protected speech. In 2024, two women criticized their experience at a Colorado Springs vet clinic on the social media platform. The business sued them for defamation. The Court of Appeals had ruled the defamation case could move forward because it was a, quote, private dispute. But the higher court reversed that, saying the speech on Facebook could be part of both a private dispute and also part of public interest. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:06.